Good morning, WMFO. This is DJ Slips, and DJ Rizzle King is fixing the board right now. It is 9:01 on this gloomy, gloomy Thursday. I guess it's a Thursday morning, as we're always on the air Thursday mornings. And DJ Rizzle King, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm very much excited for this last show of ours. It's sad. You're going abroad.
I am leaving.
You are going abroad.
Not only am I leaving the state, I am leaving this nation. This, you know, semi-okay nation, you know?
Why only semi-okay?
Well, I mean, you know, we're not allowed to talk about politics without logging it, but I think it's
that
pretty...
That is true. Yeah. Is it semi-okay only because it is so annoying to get music working?
It does seem to be...
That was a smooth cover-up,
wow,
folks.
Wow, what a way to end the last show, huh? Wow.
Even though it is 9:02, it is my very great pleasure to welcome you to probably the last anything and everything this year.
There's like an 8% chance we come in next
week. We might be very tired, but in the meantime, Dolly Parton, 9 to 5. Please enjoy.
Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
What a great way to start our Thursday mornings
exactly. Every
week.
It is a sad day, and you know, we have to honor it.
Is it because you have exams tomorrow?
Oh, you know, I do, in fact. Dose of them. Yeah, I have to practice my
this
Spanish.
This is now a Spanish language education
yes,
program.
Yes, dose, otherwise known as two. Yes, I have two, and I got the calendar notification. Which always hurts, I'd say.
It does hurt a little bit.
It's always, you know, right at 9 a.m. It is always very painful, but that is not what's important right now. What is important to talk about is we have a serious crisis going on in the Somerville neighborhood right now. There was an armed robbery yesterday.
You took the funny tone and I was confused.
No. Okay. There was an armed robbery.
There was, which I'm sure everybody listening to knows about and was...
Well, we could be a news station now.
Made brutally aware. Well, I feel like this is not as much news as it is just... I was about to say a community announcement, but I think that is the definition of news. So, on a serious note, and then we can talk about, you know, what happened. But on a serious note, if you see anything...
Has he been caught? He's not been caught yet.
I don't think he has. This was the big push in airports. If you see something, say something. It's a sad world that we have to be more and more aware of active shooters as a part of life. And it's very easy to get complacent and think that it could never happen where you live. But make sure you're always vigilant. Make sure you know You can try and remain calm as much as possible to get yourself someplace safe, especially if the shooter is within a building. Mm-hmm. Try and be quiet. Yeah. Try and barricade yourself.
And now, the breaking news. To you, Thomas.
I was just forcefully reminded of PSA that DJ Slips and I made in senior year about trash in the cafeteria.
Oh my gosh, do you remember the trashumentary?
And we used that
This is
sound,
trash.
And it was called This is Trash.
Yes, because it was
and
trash.
And it spawned the immortal line, I can't hear you, it's too bright in here.
Yes, you know, people don't like to throw away their trash in the dining hall. Also, you know what I miss greatly in my life, and by miss, I mean hope to never see again? True Moo milk.
No, not True Moo milk.
I don't dislike True Moo milk. I dislike the True Moo milk that comes in like 6-ounce bottles.
Yeah.
And is so cold that there's ice in it. It's horrible. It's disgusting. I cannot stand icy milk. Now, at the same time, I will not lie to you. There's a part of me. In my past, I have considered adding ice to milk, just out of curiosity.
Okay, so two things that you could call in at 855-915-9636. I did know it. I just looked up to make sure I knew it, to talk to us about. One, what was your high school food experience like? Did you bring your own lunch? What was your cafeteria like?
Yeah.
And two, what beverages is it acceptable to put ice in?
I mean, I know that you shouldn't put ice in milk. Okay, well, ice in orange juice?
I put ice in orange juice.
Of course you put ice in orange juice. I put ice in all the juices.
I was blasphemed for that.
No, you were lambasted?
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. Well, who would dare?
A friend of mine, I came back, and he looked at me, and his jaw just dropped. And goes, you put ice in orange juice?
They're incorrect. That's upsetting. You should unfriend them. You should print out the friend button, you know, with the check, and then print out the not friends
button. You know what I'm gonna do?
And then you should first tape the friends one and then make a point of ripping it off.
What I should do is print out a copy of their entire profile and then rip it up one page at a time.
You should do that, especially if they were super active in like the 7th grade.
Like both of us?
Yeah, that was very upsetting. It really is. You know, I want to like hire someone to clean my Facebook out for me.
No, I think
I don't know how to do it.
You can't. You simply can't.
Well, but okay, maybe I should just delete my Facebook altogether.
I wouldn't.
Okay. Why not?
Well, okay, here's the thing.
Perks and pros.
Pros are the same thing.
Okay. Well, okay. Here's the thing. Cuz I don't have Snapchat, right? I used to have Snapchat. I deleted it.
Snapchat is not
I don't miss it.
A communicative method the way that Facebook is.
Okay, I suppose. I feel like a lot of people communicate only through Snapchat, though.
Yeah, but for legitimate communication,
that's fair.
I haven't seen you in 5 years and need to keep in touch with you. Are you going to Snapchat text them? Or are you going to Facebook message them?
I can't imagine anyone saying, I haven't seen you in 5 years. Let's catch up. Could you?
Yeah.
Who? I mean, obviously you can't say a name on the radio. I mean, you could.
I mean, old classmates. I'm talking about when we're in our 30s.
Ah.
When we're in our 30s and I don't have your phone number anymore, I will probably still have your phone number when I'm in my
30s. Probably you should.
But, you know, old teachers, like I have this big life event or something.
Oh.
If you're close to, like I was very close to my math teacher in high school. And say I go to graduate school somewhere near D.C.
Sure.
I would say, hey, I'm getting my white coat. Mm-hmm. Come on down for the ceremony. It's a big deal.
That is interesting.
But I don't have his phone number.
That's true. You should get it. You should Facebook message him for his phone number.
I Facebook messaged him.
And then you should text him all the time.
I Facebook messaged him halfway through freshman year asking for help on a math problem that I was confused about at 1 in the morning, and he responded.
Wow.
And he helped me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm impressed that he... I guess I'm not surprised, but I guess... I guess I'm surprised you went to him, of all people.
Well, okay, so here's a note on college professors.
I have had
many college professors I love.
Mm-hmm.
I like my biology professor this semester. He's one of the best teachers I've ever had. Some of them aren't so great.
This is what I will say. So I go to the study abroad meeting, right? And they're like, you know, when you go abroad, things are going to be a little bit different. They're like, you know, no one's going to keep track if you're there in class. You know, you're not going to know the professor very well. You're not going to be emailing back and forth. They might not know who you are. They're not going to care really what you do. It's just going to be pretty much your grade's going to be based on assessments. And I was like, yes, and the new part? I was like, yes, what is...
And what is different?
And I was like, okay, you're describing Tufts, but...
I think the difference comes between STEM and liberal arts.
Interesting. I'm a liberal arts person, you know, technically.
Yes, technically.
I'm in the School of Liberal Arts.
But you are concentrating in STEM.
I am indeed.
But I mean, you know, this is not strictly true, mm-hmm. but...
Well, yeah, I mean, if there's like 100 people in your class, it's hard to get to know your
professor. My biology class last semester that you were also in was 550 people.
That was staggering.
It was staggering.
I know.
And it's the same professor as was the class that I'm taking this semester. Yeah. She knows me quite well now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does she know everyone's name?
She doesn't know everybody's name.
Impressive.
I don't know if she knows everyone's name, but the vast majority she knows.
That's pretty impressive.
The only people I would say she doesn't know are the people who don't come to class.
Ah.
So... You can't fault them on that.
No, that's true. Unless, you know what she should do? She should go on Canvas. As we all know, Canvas. And, memorize everyone's name.
That's what she did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she started with face sheets.
That's interesting. I don't see myself ever doing that as a teacher.
As a teacher? Do you see yourself as a teacher?
Nice try. I do not see myself as a teacher.
I think DJ Slips... would be the world's most fantastic AP high school chemistry teacher.
You know, Thomas, I'm not going to, you know,
and I don't mean
a
that,
noble profession.
I don't mean that
I
as an
would
insult.
Even consider doing it. I know you don't. But, you know, I can't restrict myself to a career path right now. For example, you, he says, looking down upon him, have already restricted yourself to the lowly career of medicine, okay?
Darn.
I don't want to be like you. No, I'm just,
but I distinctly remember a time at the beginning of freshman year where Sam goes, I'm so jealous that you have your life figured out.
I know, man. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Okay, see, here's the thing. You have purpose in life, right?
That's a left turn, but yep. Okay.
See, because you're like, okay, like I want to be a doctor and cure people. Mm-hmm. See?
Okay.
Right? See?
Yeah.
As in both to see and also see in Spanish. Yeah. All right, so.
The look of disappointment on my face is palpable through the microphone.
I was also going to say palpable. Fist bump.
I'm not
okay,
doing that.
Okay, fist bump me. As I was saying, I would love to know what I want to do with my life. And if you think that you know what I should do with my life, because, you know, you listen to the show and you're like, oh my God, like I totally have a handle on his personality. I can totally tell him what he needs to do.
We talked about this last week.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Do we think... like a regular listener.
Uh-huh.
If not they exist, that they exist.
If they... Schrodinger's box. Or cat. If they exist.
You're a chemistry major and you just messed up the name of Schrodinger's cat?
I have not learned about Schrodinger's cat yet.
Do you not...
Ergo.
Do you not know what Schrodinger's cat is?
Undoubtedly I do, as I just referenced it.
Wow, this is magical.
What do you mean this is magical?
We learned about it, Sam.
We did?
Yes. When? 10th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
I learned about it on TV.
This is amazing. I know something about chemistry that you don't.
I mean, with the idea that it's both alive and dead at the same time?
All right. Well, never mind then.
I told you. I know what it is. I just referenced it.
All right. So it is that time. It is 9:15. It is time for Hot Takes. And I forgot to get the music up.
Oh, boy. Wow, this is kind of a train wreck of a show, I will admit. But it might mean that we might come in next week for a do-over.
So... with that being said, it is time for some hot takes. And now, Sam, would you like me to start first?
I would, because I was under the impression we were not doing hot takes today.
We are never not doing hot takes.
All right, let's hot
takes. Hot takes.
Hot takes.
So, here's my hot take.
All right.
You know that, like, there's waterproofing spray that you can... spray on stuff to like make it slick and then the water just kind of like congeals and falls off. If we all sprayed that on ourselves,
we wouldn't need a raincoat.
We wouldn't need raincoats.
Interesting. All right.
And that's a hot take.
Hot, hot, hot.
That's a hot, hot, hot take.
Would you classify that as a three hot, hot take?
No, that's a two hot take at most.
I respect your hot take, but I would also agree with that classification.
All right. Do you have any hot takes?
I do have a hot take, and it is as follows. My hot take is this. If we were to drop warhead candies instead of warheads, the world would be a better place.
That's a hot take.
That is a hot take. Sour take, too.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, I... Okay, but Here's my question. You know the thing where it's like if you drop a penny from the Empire State Building, it'll kill you?
Yeah.
I would venture to guess that if you dropped warheads from a plane, and I like a lot of them, you know what I mean? Because if you dropped like an equivalent mass, so like I don't know how much a warhead weighs, like maybe like a ton, right? Mm-hmm. If you dropped a ton of warheads, literally a ton of warheads from a plane, I feel like that'd be very dangerous.
Oh, yeah, immensely dangerous.
Okay, but also consider this. A warhead is much lighter than a penny, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to float, it's going to like kind of float down more and kind of get caught in the wind and everything like that, whereas a penny is just going to, boom, sink right through the air. So
probably. It depends on which way it's going.
Maybe the warhead will fall, like kind of get caught by the wind and not hit as hard.
That hot take, I'll give a hot and a half.
Interesting.
I have another hot take.
All right.
You know, you've experienced being in a dorm at the beginning of September in Boston.
Yes.
It is
hot.
It is hot, hot, hot.
Thought he was going to say hot, hot, hot.
I did. I mistimed it. So since we aren't allowed to have air conditioners in the dorms,
yeah.
And this is more just advice for future generations. Uh-huh. I propose a device that you turn on and put near your door, and it just fans your door really rapidly back and forth.
Honestly, throughout 80% of that hot take, I think you'd be like, I propose a device. You put it in your window, okay? It brings in the air and it cools it down and it cools your room.
I propose, it's this amazing idea, and it's an engine and it internally combusts.
Yes, it drives, and hear me out. It's got four wheels, and I call it an automobile.
Wow, I think that's a novel idea, Sam.
It is pretty good. You know, a lot of people call me the Ford of my generation.
You are patent pending.
I am patent pending.
Would you like to tell people about your patent pending idea?
You know what? I feel like a lot of people
and
know
then
about
we,
the
And then we can
idea.
Hot, hot, hot this idea.
Oh, that I don't know about that. I'm afraid that it's not going to get too many hots. It's a steak biopsy. For those of you who are curious, you can inject it into your steak, and it pulls out a small cross-section for visual examination. and I would say it's about 18 hots. It's a good idea.
So I would have said before a couple of, like, 2 weeks ago, I would have given that two and a half hots.
Okay.
But then I saw your mechanical drawings and your patent application. That's as many hots as in this song right there.
Wow. You mean, wait, hold up. Some of the hots or individual hot units of three hots?
I'm happy either way.
I think a hot, hot, hot would do me well.
I think sigma hot in units of three.
Ah, wow. Triplets, if you will?
Triplets, if you will.
Now, it's now past the hot takes time, but in a very, we have a very important announcement right now. You know, because we started the show off, we did some serious stuff about the bank robbery, you know.
Indeed.
You know. And now another serious moment, because today is May 2nd. And it's a big day, because on the 2nd of May, two things happen. Yearly, my mom ages one more year, I believe.
Congratulations
I'm
to
like,
Karen.
Congratulations, Mom. Please text me back to confirm I have the right day. I'm 99% certain, but I did. I really went for it, and I didn't text it. All right, but almost more importantly, I would say, because this doesn't happen every year, is the concerto competition.
Oh,
is that the Tufts Symphony Orchestra was like, we're not good enough right now. We need to add a new piece.
So this is not what happened. Simply
and,
not what happened.
And they were like, you know who we need? Thomas. And a truck.
And a truck.
No. So Thomas, tonight at 8 p.m., I believe, in the Distler Auditorium, 8 p.m., will be playing with the Tufts Symphony Orchestra as the lead pianist.
The only pianist, actually.
That's even better than the lead pianist.
Yeah, so the way that this works, and for the Tufts listeners out there who are classic music fans, I would encourage you to
audition. You guys ought to come. It's going to be sick.
Oh, I was going to say, I would encourage you to audition for this next year, because it's a great time. It's a competition wherein if you win and you have auditioned with a movement of a concerto, you can play that movement of your concerto, which is soloist plus orchestra. That's the format. You can play it with the actual orchestra.
Did they pick this, or you picked this? You picked this song. And then
I
Symphony Orchestra
piece.
Was like, we'll learn it.
Well, because I won the competition, so they learn whatever you've played. But the
that's crazy. That's
the
amazing.
Fortunate thing, I guess, is that they also ended up. It turns out they played this 2 years ago. The exact same thing.
I mean, does it matter?
No, but I will just say.
Can we hear a sampling?
We can hear a sampling, which is exactly what I was doing. It has one of the most epic beginnings ever.
That is a bold statement that I would have refrained from. Because now you have to...
I have to live up to it.
Yeah.
Okay, let me rephrase. Do you like the timpani?
Oh, do I like the timpani?
All right.
Wow.
That is the intro.
Wow. Can I hear the timpani one more time?
Yes. You are more than welcome to hear the timpani one more time.
Let me get some timp in here. Wow.
The whole piece opens with just timpani.
Wow. Maybe we should play that on our... That would actually be a good ending for, if our show doesn't start at 9 or 5. If our show started at 5, would we play from 9 to 5?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, if it started at 5, I think that'd be cool. What if it started at 4?
I think if it's any time between 9 and 5, we can play 9 to 5.
Really?
No. But I want to.
I know. It's such a good intro song.
Let us know what you think. Call in 855-915-9636.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell, we really want people to call in. We've said
We haven't had callers in a long time.
No one calls. You know why? We get a lot of posthumous listeners, by which I mean they listen after the show.
Do you mean posthumously?
Whatever. Same thing, right?
Posthumous?
Posthumous.
Posthumous listeners?
Okay. You know what? Mr. Something that you mispronounced at one point in your life. That's right. Burn.
Well, here's my embarrassing misunderstanding of a word.
Okay.
I didn't realize why they called it Dunkin' Donuts until maybe 6 months ago.
Oh.
Because you dunk the donuts.
That's staggering.
In coffee.
That is, wow.
Because I looked at the name and I said, they have donuts in the name, but where's the coffee?
Oh, my God. Oh, dearie me. I feel like there was one of those that I didn't realize either, but I can't remember it right now.
Did you know that FedEx stands for Federal Express?
I did know that. Honestly, okay, I'll tell you the truth. Right now, my brain is so swamped with linear algebra and chemistry that in my head, I was trying to think of something like that. And then my only thought process was twinkle, twinkle, little star, and then a ketone. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, I know. And I think the reason Twinkle Twinkle Little Star came to mind is because I didn't know that Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and the alphabet had the same tune until very recently.
And
maybe 3 years ago.
And Baa Baa Black Sheep.
I don't know what Baa Baa Black Sheep
is. Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, 3 bags full.
Wow.
Thank you.
Could I hear some more?
No, you're not.
Really?
I don't remember the rest of the words.
Okay. Yeah, so I didn't realize that, so that's why I thought of that. And then, I don't know. Yeah, so my brain
is...
You
know who
wrote that? You did.
So think about what you just said.
Yes, you wrote Baa Baa Black Sheep?
I did not.
Okay.
Start naming composers.
Tchaikovsky.
Okay, it took me a second to realize why you went to Tchaikovsky first.
Why?
Because of 1812 Overture.
Yes. Other composers. William Tell.
So that's not a composer.
It's an orchestra.
It's just a dude.
Just a dude?
Yep.
Whew. Beethoven?
Nope. Getting warmer.
Nope. The other guy who... Bach?
Nope. The other one.
What? There's a third one?
There's a third one that everyone knows.
I don't know.
Starts with an M.
Molybdenum.
So not only is that wrong...
Well, just tell me who it is.
It's Mozart.
Didn't I say that?
No.
Who did I say? Oh, Beethoven and Bach. Oh, yeah, those are awesome.
And then there's the third one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
If you want to talk about, feeling inadequate, Mozart composed his first piece of music at the age of 4. And to me, that is just staggering, considering that I still struggle to get out of bed on time, and he was composing a symphony at 7 years old. And he died when he was 33 years old. When you think about how much more he could have accomplished in his life, it is staggering. Also, half of my knowledge of Mozart is based on the movie Amadeus, which is fake.
I mean, let me tell you some stuff I know about Mozart, all right? He did compose Baa Baa Black Sheep. to my knowledge. I did learn this. And you know, Mozart is, he's an intriguing fellow with many foibles and idiosyncrasies. And, you know, as I got to know him.
Are you studying for the SAT?
And as I got to know Mozart, I realized something about him. And it's that he composed Ba Ba Black Sheep. And once I'd realized that, I said to myself, can't I be like Mozart? And then I reverted to the age 4 and wrote a bunch of music. And the next thing you know, here I am on the radio.
So I was about to reference a stellar movie, which you should all see. I'll see Avengers Endgame.
Ooh, you all should see Avengers Endgame. Now, for those of you who haven't, here's the ending.
Here's the ending. Thor and Captain America and Iron Man all open a bakery together.
Yep. And what do they call it? They call it, I don't know, Avenger Dough. I don't know, something like that.
That's better than what I had thought of, what which was nothing.
Just absolutely nothing? All right, this is what we're going to do.
Like, if did you eat breakfast yet this morning?
No, not yet. Of course I have not eaten breakfast. I saved my breakfast. Okay, here's the thing. Every single Thursday, Thomas and I leave radio and we go get bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches at, you know, it's just a very average on-the-go place here.
But it's great when you are very hungry.
Yes, so every single week we went. Now, today is a sad day. You know, first of all, it's gloomy. Second of all, it's the final time, which is fine, but whatever. But we got to stick to tradition. It's going to be this is going to be the highlight of my day. Radio plus Duncan plus Hodge. Now, why are we going to Duncan? For donuts.
For donuts.
Yes. Also because.
Not coffee?
No, I need to get coffee.
Ah.
Yeah. But here's the thing. That was a very interesting but. Thomas and I also, last year when we had our what was it, 1 p.m.? 1 p.m. on Wednesday show, instead of getting bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches, for we could not, we would go and get Dunkin' afterwards. So now, as kind of a celebration of our time on the radio together, which we've been on the radio together for 2 years.
That's insane.
I know.
That's
I know. Insane. 2 years our show's been running. Not yet canceled. Crazy, right?
Not yet shut down.
Yeah. So
people
so,
in suits and earpieces haven't
so
come in
to arrest us yet. So kind of as a celebration, I'm actually getting a little sad right now, but as a celebration of our time on the air together, we're going to go and get bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches, and we're going to get Dunkin'. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a good time.
Yes.
Well, even though it's a minute early.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Just do it. Hit it.
Should I do it?
Do it. Do it.
We always have the same dance.
Yep. It's just a little side to side movement. Yeah, I know.
It is time for That About Sums It Up.
Sum it up.
Am I summing it up?
I'd like to hear you sum it up.
Okay. My That About Sums It Up is this. I haven't thought of That About Sums It Up yet.
Nice.
And That About Sums It Up.
Yeah, because put it this way, your mind's not on it.
Well, okay, what really sums it up for me?
I think the concerto competition.
Okay, I know what really sums it up for me.
Okay.
I, yesterday, had...
That's actually the name of my new book, I, Yesterday.
do you remember Star Trek Into Darkness?
What?
Do you remember that movie?
Oh, I thought you said, do you ever Star Trek Into Darkness? And I was like, not to my knowledge.
Do you remember that film?
I remember. I don't know if I saw it.
The one with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Don't know if I saw it.
Okay.
I remember its presence.
It's Star Trek and then on a new line, Into Darkness. But there's no punctuation.
Oh, we talked about
so
this.
So it's Star Trek Into Darkness.
Oh, yes. I remember we talked about this before.
Like as if to Star Trek is a verb.
I mean, the way you used it when I thought that you'd said, do you ever Star Trek Into Darkness? It could.
It was very confused.
Now, if it were a verb, would you compound the word so it's Star Trek? Or would you just say Star Trek? Like a kind of a, I don't know of any verbs that are two words really, but.
Go out.
Yeah, but also go.
Go is a verb.
Because the problem is, the Trek is the verb
What happens
part.
When two science majors try and have a grammar discussion?
So would it be one or two words?
I think it would be two.
I agree.
All right, but my real thought about some stuff is I take piano lessons for a credit, for a grade.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to give a jury performance.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, that's just a performance.
Right, you get performed and you get graded on that performance.
Is it typically in front of 4 to 6 old white men?
No, it was in front of 2 old white men and 2 middle-aged white women.
Interesting. Some piano diversity, huh?
Yeah, really. But the whole kind of, I guess you could call them panel, knows that I have this competition, this mm-hmm. concert tonight, and I have been practicing furiously for it. And by practicing furiously for it, I mean probably not practicing enough for it.
Yes.
But I've also been playing this piece for a year and a half, so I think I'm okay.
I think you'll be all right.
But...
Are we going to whisper into the microphone?
We're really not.
Okay.
But what happened, see, is I showed up, and wow, did I tank.
See, what had happened was...
and it wasn't even that I didn't know the piece. I did. I just hadn't practiced enough, and mm-hmm. I got up there and got nervous, and at one point, I just forgot how it went. I just couldn't remember what notes to play.
Good. Good. So that,
and
that sums
I, and
it
I,
up?
And I walked into to a study room where DJ Slips and a couple of other of our friends mm-hmm. were studying.
I was present.
And he goes, how did it go? And I go, I tanked. And he goes, okay, by your standards, you tanked. And I go, no. I tanked. I did quite poorly.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It'll be fine. And that's the outlook I have. And that about sums it up.
Okay. Can I ask, though, is that really what sums it up, though? Like, because that's not a good thing. You know what I mean? I feel like things are going all right.
What really sums it up?
Well, let me sum it up
first.
You
sum it up, and I'll see if I can have a happy that sums it up.
All right. This is my that about sums it up. So, yesterday, DJ Rizzo King was like, hey, Sam, can you fill up my water bottle when you're downstairs? And I was like, yeah, of course I fill up your water bottle. Like, you know, of course. You know, I'm your friend, and you know what? Like, I do this for you all the time, and, like, you rarely fill up my water bottle, and also, like, you owe me $250,000. But like,
I do.
You know.
I do, for that elephant.
That kind of thing. So I go downstairs, and I put the water bottle on the water fountain, because I didn't want to bring his water bottle into the bathroom, for I would not want my water bottle brought into the bathroom. So I leave it on the water fountain, and then I come back upstairs, and I walk in the room, and DJ Rizkin goes, Sam, where's my water bottle? And I was like, oh, dang. So I had to walk all the way back downstairs, get his water bottle. I also had to fill it up, because I had forgotten to fill it up. So
you just had forgotten it existed.
Yes, I just forgot it existed at all. And that about sums it up in terms of, you know, I'm like, I'm kind of, you know, kind of things are going by the wayside.
So I do have one more that about sums it up.
You have another that about sums it
up? I do.
Up?
And I think it's probably more accurate to my week.
Okay.
I am in the EMT.
I also have one.
I'm in the EMT, and we had our big spring fling over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And because spring fling can get slightly rowdy, mm-hmm. they have EMTs, you know, nearby.
Electromagnetic tractors?
Emergency medical technicians, actually.
Okay.
I treated nine people.
Engraved music tacos?
I'm disappointed in you.
Okay.
I treated nine people and was so tired at the end of the day, and then got back, and I was done with, and DJ Slips actually saw me having to do this and just looking thoroughly frustrated.
Yeah.
Every time you treat a patient, and not to mention that, you know, you personally get kind of gross treating patients on spring fling. Oh, thank you, Chuck. And I had to write a chart for every one of these. And that means you have to write up, like, second by second. The patient walked in. The patient knew where
this
he was.
This is like, I can imagine this is the worst screenplay of all time. Patient. Enter patient.
You're supposed to be able to read it and know exactly what happened, but wow, they're not fun to write. And then I was also the least senior person there, and the other two people there were very senior, so they said, hey, why don't you take the lead on all the calls? I was like, that's great. This is experience. And then we finished the calls, and they go, hey, why don't you take the lead on all the charting?
Yeah. Wow.
So that about sums it up.
Also, huge update in the mom birthday case. I was right.
You were right.
I have received a text message from my mom. It says the following. Love you too. 4 exclamation points.
She's thrilled that you remembered. And this early in the morning.
I know. So that about sums it up. No. This is what sums it up. Yesterday, it was a bit of a late night. It wasn't even late. I came back at like 11. But so anyway, I'm walking past this building known as Hodgdon. Okay. The dorm, mind you.
The dorm.
And, And so what happens is, I see all this pizza. I see this pizza. And it's everywhere in Hodge. There are probably 45 pizzas. It's crazy. So, what do? We go in, and we take two pizzas. And here's the thing. It was terrible pizza. But, I was happy to have it. And that about sums it up. I was appreciative.
Of bad pizza.
Of the bad pizza.
So, that's how I feel about pizza, actually.
All the
no
time?
No pizza is better than... No pizza is worse than bad pizza.
Yes.
I would rather have pizza than not have pizza.
I agree, except for maybe one or two exceptions.
Yes, agreed. Well, does that...
I think that wraps up.
That about sums it up. And just before quickly we go on, and we'll get a little bit of a music break
in there.
Yeah,
we have not had a lot of music today.
We have a live day coming up. Live days are super fun, where we have live bands in the studio, and...
it's going to be cool. We're not going to be here.
No, we will be.
When is it?
It's on Saturday.
This Saturday?
It's this Saturday.
No kidding.
This Saturday, May 4th, from 9 to 5.
Wow.
Here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. That is 3 squared. That is 3 plus 3 plus 3.
Wow. Also known as 3 times 3.
Also known as 3 times 3. Also known as 27 divided by 3.
Also known as root 81, I think. Anyway, Thomas, you know, there are a lot of interesting bands. So, for example, what time is Flight of Fire playing?
Flight of Fire. Wow, I don't know why. I just couldn't say the Flight. Flight of Fire is playing at 325 to 405.
And I'm glad to hear that. And what time is Band playing?
Band is playing at time.
Ah, chart reading, isn't it?
There's a chart, and on the top of it, it says band, and on the other side, it says time.
Yes. So, well, then I'll know when time band is playing.
But seriously, I am sorry I'm going through puberty again. Yeah. But seriously, if you have a chance to...
The name of my second book, it goes I Yesterday, and then the second book is called Puberty Part 2.
Puberty.
Yeah.
It's adult puberty. It's when you're 35 and you start having all of the
and then my 40-year-old book is going to be oh no, not you again, comma puberty. So
okay. Well, I had nothing to say to that, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Yeah, so come out for the live day. I don't know what that means. Tune in or come here.
Tune in.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't say come here. I would say tune in to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I did that in the weirdest order.
Yeah,
just now.
Yeah, you did. You were like, come into Tufts MOF Freeform W QRS TUV WX. Skip the Z.
Ooh, it was a rhyme.
Yeah, what can I say?
Well, speaking of things that rhyme, songs generally rhyme, and let's play one of those by Pink.
Something insulting. I can be so mean when I-
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, did I suddenly see you? Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life. You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Hard to get you into my life. What can I do, what can I be? When I'm with you I wanna stay there. If I'm true I'll never leave, and if I do I know the way. And I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life. Got to get you into my life.
And it's about that time.
Sweatpants are real pants at 9:45.
What?
Wow, I hate us so much.
This show sucks.
The show is terrible, people.
All right. Anyway, I will go first. I am wearing... Can I please get a drum roll? I am wearing real pants.
Like he just kicked way up in the air.
I went high like a person in that band, like a marching band with the baton.
Like a Rockette.
Yes. Like a Rockette. Unlike a Rockette, I am wearing real pants.
Ooh.
Burn.
Ooh.
Burn.
I'm not sure that's a burn, but...
What do you mean? Because I'm wearing real pants.
I think it's just a statement of fact.
All right, but here's the thing. I'm so low on laundry right now. I'm wearing ankle socks.
Ooh.
Ready for this? Ready for this?
I not.
Ooh.
Okay, let me describe these ankle socks. They are the abomination between mid-calf and real ankle socks.
What? No. They're like,
They cover his whole ankle and nothing else. Those are and they're black with white shoes and gray pants.
You know what? I mean, they're not great, but look for this. Look at this. You can't even tell. Now it looks like I'm wearing normal pants or normal socks.
I'm disappointed.
I don't have laundry, okay? Tomorrow I'm doing laundry.
It's like watching a documentary about what goes into a hot dog and then eating a hot dog. Like, I can't look at it and know what's there, but my God, is it bad.
You know, you, sir, are wearing a hat. So, and I'm wearing a collared shirt.
So am I.
Okay, but yours is not visible.
Now it is.
Well, but now you look like someone, you like tried to stop the bank robber. And
Sam, that was the worst way you possibly could have described my outfit.
Yes, well, you know what? You look like trash.
So,
what are you wearing? So, sweatpants are your pants.
I am wearing...
Maybe we should change the segment saying mean things about each other's outfit. Should be like, I find your shirt repulsive, and I don't think that the pants go with the jacket.
What's between your head and your shoulders? Like, you're just really what's between your ears is really disgusting to look at.
Specifically the face area.
The facialer region. Yeah. Is that a word?
Facialer, sure. It can be if you want it to be. Anything can be what you need it to be.
So, unfortunately, I'm in sweatpants.
Wait, hold up. Let me see. Stand up.
Oh, there's so many wires.
Okay. Oh, but, those aren't even sweatpants.
But they are the like the Adidas
those are
soccer
track pants.
Track short.
Is
track
that
pants.
Better?
It is better.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know.
What normally when I'm wearing sweatpants on this show, it is because I have totally given up.
Yeah.
And I haven't. I'm also just low on laundry, and I'm trying to limp through and not have to do any more laundry here.
Let me see your socks.
They are.
Are they long enough?
Yes.
Okay.
They are regular mid-calf white socks.
I'll allow it.
Then we go into the shoes. I have some New Balance kind of brown shoes.
That is, I know what they look like. They're not that bad, but the way you describe them makes them sound horrendous. Like I got some like. Kind of like brown shoes, and they're like New Balance.
No, they're actually pretty cool shoes. Then we move.
Oh my gosh! This is the second time. I just pulled the mic off the stand again.
Do we need to take a break?
No, I can fix it.
Okay, so
dude, take a photo of this.
Yeah, really.
This is what the DJ looks like when
That's depressing. So on top, I have
a
nice, like, long sleeve collared shirt with, like, a couple of buttons, kind of like a polo, but long sleeve.
Proud of you.
And then things go south. Then we go to the high school football sweatshirt.
Oh, dear.
And then over that, a Tufts quarter zip with a hole in the sleeve. And then a Caps Stanley Cup Champions hat. Even though they got eliminated first round in Game 7.
Oh, sadness.
And but you know what? Right now, go Bruins.
Really?
I want the Bruins to win. If it's not going to be the Caps.
I don't want the Bruins to win.
You are in Boston.
Okay, I'm not going to be here when they win.
And that's valid. Why don't you want the Bruins to win? Who do you want to win?
I don't know. I don't care.
You don't
care? I really just don't care at all. All right. With that, though, speaking of not caring, could you please play My Maria by Brooks and Dunn?
I would be happy to, Sam.
What a transition.
Don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway. Me up.
And that was My Maria by Brooks and Dunn.
You know what this is? This is Toxic.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it.
Wow, that was fun.
That was a good time.
We danced around like morons.
We did indeed. And there's a video of it somewhere out there over the rainbow. Speaking of the rainbow, here's a no-kill PSA. As they say, this is one-call, one-click radio PSAs. Getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org.
PSA done.
There we go. That was, it's pretty easy.
This is DJ Rizzle King, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow, we just, you know, what do they call
checked
all the boxes?
Checked all the boxes.
Yeah,
and it is sadly that time.
I'm honestly like I'm not going to tear up, right? Because,
I'm not going to tear up, but I am going to sob.
But I'm a little sad. Like I genuinely am.
I
know it doesn't sound like it from my voice because everything I say on the show sounds sarcastic. I could be like, "Happy birthday, Mom," and they'd be like, "Your mom's birthday is not today." but I genuinely am happy, and I'm grateful for the time we've had together on the air. I mean,
over the last 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like this is the end, really.
No, not
by a long shot.
But it is 9:59, and I do believe that means.
And really, we're just gonna if you would, I think we're gonna play it a little louder than normal, so. You know, usually... You know, usually, you know, you're not supposed to have the bar go above the red line, right?
The bar is going above the red line today, folks.
But the thing is, you know, not every day is it WMFO, anything and everything's last day on the air.
With that, I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips. Thank you for listening.
We will see you again in winter of 2020.
Hope
you have a great day.
Yeah.